How old? You're eight. How old are you? You're eight too. And how old are you? Four. Wow. That's just how old my granddaughter was when this story happened. Her mommy was pregnant with her little brother. In fact, her brother was born just a couple weeks after the story happened. And they lived in Montgomery, Alabama. Did any of you hear fireworks last night or see any fireworks? You did? Were they loud?
No, I thought they were fireworks.
Oh, right. But they made some noise, didn't they? Would you know sometimes? Wow, it was exciting, huh? Well, you know, sometimes when those really exciting things happen that make a lot of noise, it scares the dogs. Did you ever have a dog that got scared when things were loud? Well, yes, the doggies get really scared when there's fireworks. And my little granddaughter, her name was Izzy, and across the street they had some neighbors that had two dogs. And the neighbors left their doggies in the yard and went to see the fireworks. But when they got back, one of their dogs was missing. And it was their favorite one. His name was Woody. And they walked around the neighborhood and they came to my granddaughter's house and they knocked on the door, even though it was really late. And they said, "Have you seen our dog? He must have gotten afraid when he heard all the noise from the fireworks, because he's gone." I said, "No, we haven't seen him." And her daddy, Izzy's daddy, said, "I'll go help you look." So they went out, and Izzy said, "I want to go with Daddy and help find Woody." But Mommy said, "No, you're little. You need to stay here. We'll pray about it." And so Mommy and Izzy got down on their knees and they prayed that Woody would be kept safe and that he would be found. But they didn't find him that night. And the next day, they were so sad they hadn't found their dog that they called the police and they called the dog pound and they said, "Have you seen a brown dog with some white on him? Because our dog is lost. And he's probably very afraid because he ran away during the fireworks. And we don't know where he is." Well, the police hadn't seen him and nobody had picked him up and turned him in. Nobody knew where Woody was. And a day or so later, they got a phone call. It was the police. They said, "We found a brown dog with some white on it up by the freeway. I think it got hit. Maybe it's your dog." And they were so sad. They went up, and sure enough, there was a brown dog with some white on it. And they said, "Oh, dear, this is really looks bad. We better bury it right here." And they dug a hole right by the freeway and buried that dog. And they were so sad. And the neighbor's husband said, "We need to go get another dog because you're so sad with Woody gone." And she said, "No, no, 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 I don't want another dog. I just miss Woody." But remember, some prayers were said for Woody, right? And so a couple weeks went by and she was still sad. And one day her husband said, "Come on, we are going to go to the animal shelter and we're going to see if we can find you another dog because you need another dog." And so she, "Well, I don't think so," but she went along with him and they got to the animal shelter and they started going down the row of dogs and she said, "No, not that one. That one looks too sad. That one's too big. That one's bouncing around too much. No, I don't like any of those dogs." And just then, the back doors opened up and a truck was there, and they heard barking. They heard really excited barking. And she said, "That bark sounds like Woody's bark." And they're, "Oh." And then they opened the doors to the truck, and the dog started coming out, and there was Woody. He had just that day gotten picked up by someone that said, "This is a strange dog in our neighborhood. He needs to go to the animal shelter." And they were right there to meet him. So all the time, Jesus was watching over Woody and keeping him safe so he could be back with his family. And so I want you to remember that even when it doesn't seem like God's answering your prayers, God is watching over everything, and he loves you, and he wants you to be happy.